Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspapers say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Builders of the Road. Years ago, when the railroad was being built westward through Las Animas, Colorado, the graders of the road met with plenty of trouble from one Louis Merce and his gang of outlaws, and for an unusual reason. As our story opens, Merce and his men are riding alongside the roadbed towards the clearing where the big plows and scrapers were kept. It is quite late in the afternoon.
You sure that crew has knocked off work, Louis?
It's after hours, ain't it? Of course they've knocked off. Now, when we reach that equipment, Sim, you have the boys busted up with them iron mallets.
All right. If Tiny left the mallets there first.
He'd better leave them there. Tiny's working with that crew for one reason. To slow them down every chance he gets.
Well, he sure is big enough to slow down most anything he runs into. Here's the equipment, Louis.
Oh, boy.
Now,
by thunder, we'll show this blasted railroad a thing or two. Running their confounded rails through this country and spoiling the stagecoach line's business.
Why you worry about that?
Why? Because that spoils our business too, Sim. That means that instead of holding up stagecoaches, we'll have to hold up trains. And that ain't near so easy.
I never thought of it that way, Louis, but I guess you're right. Grab your mallets and get busy, boys. Hey, who's this hombre, Louis?
Looks like a construction gang boss, Bob Cannon. Yeah, that's him.
What in blazes do you sidewinders think you're doing?
Well, now, what does it look like?
Put on them mallets before I start throwing down with these guns of mine.
Don't believe you'll throw down with any guns, mister. Come on, boys. We'll beat this hombre within an inch of his life.
That where they put the railroad, Cisco, over there?
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho like to see them build it.
So where are, Chico? We will make camp on the Purgatory River, and tomorrow we'll watch the construction crew at work.
Oh, Cisco, what's that up ahead?
Well, sounds like trouble. Come on, Pancho, up the alcala.
Go. Oh, look! Look, it's a big fight, Cisco.
Looks to me like one man against a gang. See, that is it, Pancho. Oh, there, ho, ho.
Oh, hold on, go, ho.
His gang badly beaten. We cannot stand for that. Let him alone, you hombres.
Who says so?
I say so.
Well, if it ain't the Cisco Kid. Get him, too, boys.
We'll see about that.
You get the wrong bear by the tail now, hombres. You get Cisco.
I said let the senor alone. I meant just that for you. And you. Where did he go?
Now you let go of the tail of the bear, no?
Sure much obliged to you, mister. I was getting the worst of that. By plenty.
I do not like to see a gang of hombres beating one man. What started this?
Oh, this bunch of polecats was busting up our equipment with those mallets. I'm Bob Cannon, construction boss for the railroad on this job.
You hombres, get on your horses and get out of here. Pronto! All
right. We'll go, Cisco. But I'm telling you, you've started something now you ain't going to be able to finish.
Well, you look most all finished to Pancho, hombre.
Get out of here!
Come on, boys! Get out!
I'd sure like to know how them mallets got here. We keep them in camp when we ain't using them.
Who is that hombre, senor?
Name's Merce. Louis Merce. He's a bad egg, too.
Oh, see, I've heard of him. He belongs behind bars, together with that gang of his.
Well, if he keeps on trying to smash our equipment, he'll be behind bars. But, see, I'd like to have you two come to camp for supper. I'd like to talk to you.
Gracias, senor. Since the word supper made a big hit with mi compañero Pancho.
Oh, very big hit.
We will go with you gladly. And come to think of it, that exercise gave me a good appetite, too.
Cold water ought to feel good on that eye of yours, Louis.
Yeah, I'll put some more on.
All right. That Cisco kid sure did clip you a good one.
That coyote. You said he'd gone to that construction camp, didn't you, Sim?
He was headed that way with Bob Cannon last I saw him.
Yeah. Oh, that looks like Tiny Heeled riding in here.
That's who it is.
That's enough water in that eye.
Whoa. Well, howdy, Louis. See you.
All right, Tiny. What
are you coming here to camp for, Tiny?
Well, I just wanted to find out how you fellas done to them mallets.
We made out all right.
Did you bust up them scrapers and the plows, Louie? Did you?
Never mind.
Louie ain't in a good temper, Tiny.
Well, I ain't done nothing wrong, have I? I ain't Hey, what happened to your eye, Louie?
Look, you big horse, quit asking questions.
Well, but I just was asking.
Tonight we're riding into that there construction camp, all of us.
What's the first I heard of it, Louis?
You're hearing it now, Sim. We're riding into that camp and we're going to run off all them mules.
Hey, that's a good idea. The mules, huh?
Tiny, I want you to make sure that corral gate is ajar. You understand?
Yeah, sure. Ajar. Sure, Louis.
Now then. When everybody's asleep, you light a match, Tiny. Same as if you're lighting a cheroot. That'll be our signal.
Yeah, that's a real good idea, Louis. That's all you want me to do.
That's enough. No, wait a minute. When you get back to camp, if there's an hombre named the Cisco Kid there, pick a fight with him if you can.
The Cisco Kid? Yeah, sure, I'll pick a fight and I'll break him in two. Same way I break this little tree in two. What?
Holy jumping blue blazes. Look at that, Louis.
That big lummox is twice as strong as any man I ever saw.
Like that, Louis?
Yeah, like that. Now get going and do what I told you.
Oh, Senor Cannon. And one of the best meals Pancho ever eats.
Si, senor, I agree with Pancho. Hey, he was very fine.
Glad you liked it, boy. Let's go over and sit down in front of the campfire.
Oh, Pancho feels so good and fully go to sleep easy, no?
Do not go to sleep while Senor Cannon is talking to us, amigo. They would not be polite.
Oh, Pancho not go to sleep, Cisco. Pancho just mean he could.
Now... What is it you want to talk to us about, senor?
Well, we're a little short-handed here, Cisco. We got a bill to appoint 3 miles west in a week's time or the railroad loses its Colorado franchise.
Well, you're pretty well on your way, senor.
Yeah, but not far enough. We can build to that point, though, if we're let alone by that Louis Merce.
Where do Pancho and I come in?
I'd like to put you both on the payroll, Cisco, to keep that gang from troubling us.
Oh, what you think, Cisco?
Well, Pancho and I were planning to ride on to the west. However, the railroad is going to be a very fine thing for this country.
Will you do it?
I will think it over and let you know in the morning.
Oh, Santos is a big hombre on that horse. Pancho never see the bigger one.
Oh, that's Tiny Heeled. Yeah, he ain't very bright, but he does a lot of heavy work around here.
Whoa. Whoa.
Where you been, Tiny?
Oh, just out for a ride in the evening.
Say, who's these two hombres, boss?
This is the Cisco Kid, and this is his partner, Pancho.
Oh, the Cisco Kid. I don't like your face, you.
Tiny!
Well, I don't. I've heard of you, Cisco. They say you're pretty strong. Well, I dare you to stand up and wrestle with me.
Well, gracias for the invitation, hombre, but after a meal like that, I do not feel like wrestling.
Oh, you're yellow, huh?
Be careful what you say, hombre.
See, you say too much already.
You sure have, Tiny. Now get away from here, right now.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to pick a...
You are supposed to what?
Nothing. Oh, shucks.
Don't mind him, Cisco.
I do not mind him, senor. But I would like to know what he was supposed to do.
Maybe supposed to get himself a big, big punch in the nose.
He's harmless.
I'm not so sure he is, Senor Cannon. It is apparent someone gave him an order that might not be in your best interest. I advise you to watch that hombre very closely.
We'll stop right here, boys.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
The campfire's still burning, Louis.
Yeah, but it's burning down. I'll be turning in any minute now. They ain't already turned in.
Now we watch for the flicker of that match, huh?
That's right, Sim. And then if that big lummox remember to leave that corral gate ajar, we'll run them mules out of there in a hurry.
That ain't going to be able to get much work done with them mules gone.
That's just about how I figure it. The talk is they got just one more week of that franchise left.
You think that Cisco Kid's in the camp now?
I'm fixing to look for him, Sim. That fire will give light enough to see. If he's there, I'm going to dab this here rope on him and drag him.
That'll fix him, if he lives through it.
It's all right with me if he don't. Hey, there's a flick of that match.
Where?
All right, come on, boys. Let's ride. Get up. Get up.
Pancho. Pancho, wake up. Pancho, wake up, I tell you.
What, Cisco? What?
Riders coming this way, fast. Señor Cannon, turn out your men. Hurry.
All right, boys, into the camp and let them have it.
Over this way, Pancho. We can get the leaders to break up this attack.
Cisco, the bandidos right in the corral.
There's our game. Run out the mules. Over here, Señor Cannon.
Be right with you, Cisco.
Cisco is a stampede.
Hey,
look out, Cisco, behind you with the ropes.
Now I got you, Cisco. You'll find out what it's like to be dragged at the end of a rope. Get up, higher, higher.
Santos, can I get free from this rope?
Cisco, Cisco.
I'll teach you, you buzzard. Get up.
No man can live long dragged over the rocky ground at the end of a rope, and Cisco cannot seem to get free. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welch rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. Butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients. and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Builders of the Road. When Cisco came to the aid of Bob Cannon, railroad construction boss, in a fight against Louis Merce's outlaws, he made an enemy of Merce. So much so that when the bandits rode into the construction camp late at night to drive off the company's mules, Louis Merce roped Cisco from behind and then put spurs to his horse, intending to drag Cisco to his death. No.
Just get my knife out. There we are. Now,
Cisco!
All right, now, Pancho. I cut the riata. Now I can just get my hands on the coolie of a Louis Merce.
Pancho, get right away, Cisco, with the other bandidos and the mules.
I can wait. Santos.
Are you all right, Cisco?
Except for some scratches and bruises. Come, let us find Senor Cannon.
Oh, he back this way.
Oh, see. There he is, over there.
Blasted low-down scoundrels. They shot down Joe Talmer and then drove off every last mule in the outfit.
Tell me, senor, how did they get that corral gate open so quickly?
That's just what I'd like to know. I had a guard posted. They got him.
Is he dead?
Yeah, a bullet. We better get going after those mules, Cisco.
Do you know where the bandidos' camp is?
Well, no.
Then we have no chance of finding those mules tonight. When daylight comes, we will start out. Meanwhile, I would like to have a look at the body of the guard. It may be that those bandidos had help from within this camp.
Well, I reckon that's the end of the railroad through this country, Sim.
I ain't so sure, Louis.
Yeah, they can't get that grading done without mules. And by now, the mules are running with that herd of wild horses.
I'm thinking of the Cisco Kid.
Blast him. He managed to cut that rope and get away just when I had him good. But he ain't going to do anything about them mules.
They tell me he can track as good as any Apache in Arizona.
Ah, let him track. That ain't getting the mules back. Besides, Tiny's watching him. First chance he has, he'll get Cisco.
Same way you got Joe Talmer, the guard, huh?
Yeah. Sneaked up behind and hit him with a piece of iron pipe. Then we rode in, shooting. Tiny put a bullet in him to make it look as if one of our boys got him.
I hope it works out that way, Louis. But if I was you, I wouldn't count no chickens before they get hatched.
We'll stop here for a few minutes, senores. Oh,
you sure we're on their track, Cisco?
I am positive, Senor Cannon.
But it's almost noon. We ain't come in sight of them yet.
Oh, not to worry, Senor Cannon. And maybe you not see any tracks of the mules, but Cisco see them all right.
Well, I ain't so sure we're on the right track neither, boss. I don't think these two hombres knows what they're doing.
Oh, you go talk to yourself, big hombre. Cisco know what he do.
The tracks are fresh enough, so we should be quite close behind them, senor. Pancho, ride to the rise ahead and take a look beyond. The herd may be in sight.
Oh, si, Cisco.
Be careful. Those mules are in with wild horses. If the horses see you, they will start running. We do not want that to happen yet, for the mules will run with them.
Oh, Pancho, be careful, Cisco. Go, look, go.
I'll go with them.
Wait. You stay here.
Well, I said I was a-going with him, Cisco, and you ain't going to stop me.
Tiny, cut it out.
Hombre, I'm not going to waste words on you. This gun says you do not go with Pancho.
Oh. Pulling a gun on me, huh?
I don't figure that's necessary, Cisco. Tiny's one of us.
Perhaps so. Then again, perhaps not.
Why, you buzzard.
That guard was killed last night with a blow on the head. As yet, we have no proof. But I am taking no chances, Senor Cannon. And I do not intend to have those mules, if they are in sight, purposely stampeded.
Well, I ain't gonna stand for this, boss. I'm gonna ride on back to camp. That's what I'm gonna do. Get up.
Tiny!
Let him go, senor. We do not need him. Well, Pancho?
Oh, look, oh, oh. Oh, the mule's down in a little valley over that rise, Cisco.
Bueno.
Oh, just like you say, the inn with the wild horses.
Well, here's what we will do, Senor Cannon. Wild horses always run in a circle, even though it may be a big circle, miles around. We will have one rider at a time chase them. And after a while, they will get tired enough so we can get close and cut out the mules.
Good. Let's get going.
One thing more, senor. The bandidos may expect us to track down the mules. If so, they may have lookouts posted. So tell your men to look to their guns.
You heard what Cisco said, boys.
Yeah.
Now we will assign the stations. Then ride hard and good luck.
What you doing in this camp, Tiny?
Well, that blasted Cisco kid was commencing to get suspicious. And I figured I'd better clear out and come on back here.
What do you mean he was getting suspicious?
Well, he was making talk about Joe Tolliver getting killed from a blow on the head, Louie. And he looked right straight at me when he said it.
We thought you might get Cisco for now, Tiny.
Well, I ain't had no chance to get him.
Did Cisco say you killed Tolliver?
No, he didn't say that. He said he didn't have no proof yet. But he figures I'm the one done it.
You might as well be here now, Tiny. The railroad's licked. What they going to do with the crew? Let them go.
Nope. Part of the crew, the ones that's got horses, is out after them mules with Cisco and Bob Cannon. And they've caught up with them, too.
What?
What'd I tell you, Louie?
Well, they ain't but a short ways from here, over in the next valley. When I left, they was fixing to start running down the herd.
They'll do it, too, Louie.
Why, you big dumb lummox, why didn't you say so at first?
Well,
Hey, Slim, tell the boys to saddle up in a hurry and pack along your guns. Come on, Sim. We'll put a stop to that in no time.
We'll watch from this ridge, Pancho. Ooh, devil, ho.
Oh, look, oh, oh. Oh, that's Senor Cannon down there in the valley, Cisco. No?
Si. He's taking his turn at running the herd. And across the valley, that young red-headed senor is waiting to take his turn.
Oh, Cisco, we take our turns later on, no?
Si, amigo, if necessary. The herd is tiring. I think within another hour, we should have the mules cut out and on their way back.
Oh, see, and then the railroad, it'd get built after all. Too.
We hope so.
Oh, I hope so.
Pancho, did you see that flash then?
A flash? No, Pancho not see it.
There it is again, on that ridge across the valley. Looked like a flash of sunlight off a gun barrel.
Oh, look, Cisco. Oh, Pancho, see the riders on that ridge over there?
See, quite a number of them. They are riding down into the valley now, fast.
Gee.
They're too far away to be recognized, but I would guess they are the gang of Louis Merce.
Oh, they ride down to kill Senator Cannon.
I believe that is their game, Pancho. It's up to us to stop them. Up there, come on!
Go.
Lucky for us, this trail down into the valley is good.
Oh, maybe that big hombre with him, Cisco.
We'll soon find out. Diablo, come on!
Go! We get down into the valley before they do.
See, now we can ride.
Yeah!
Go! There it comes, Cisco. Oh, the big hombre there, too. He way behind the others.
I'm going after that Louis Merce, Pancho. He is in the lead.
Pancho, go after him. Oh, we getting on him, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Keep after the horses and your cannon. Pancho and I take cover of these bandidos.
Keep back, Cisco, or I'll shoot you down.
Not if I can shoot that gun out of your hand, bandido.
Oh, that do it, Cisco.
Now, come down off that horse.
Let go, by thunder.
Down on the ground. Now, we'll fight this out with our fists.
I'm with you, Louis.
The rest of you bandidos, you stay back. You stay away back. Why don't you scare him, Cisco?
Can't stop to see, Pancho. I have my hands full. These two are
Get on him, Sim. Get on him.
Try it, too.
You'll have to try harder than that bandido. If they stay on your feet.
Oh, that one down, Cisco.
The same thing goes for you, Louis Merce.
Two down, Cisco. And here come the big hombre. Oh, Pancho, keep him back.
Let him come, Pancho.
Whoa.
Ah, I got you, Cisco.
That remains to be seen, big one.
Just let me get my hands on you. You'll be all through.
Say, if you get your hands on me, but I do not think you will.
3 down, Cisco. And look, the other banditos, they ride away fast. Pancho scared them, Cisco, like this.
Never mind them, Pancho. We'll look them up later on. Come tie up these 3 coyotes. We're going to ask them a great many questions.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Ask Pancho what time it is, Cisco.
Again?
Si, ask Pancho.
Very well, amigo. I'll give you a chance to look at your new watch again. All right. What time is it?
Pancho, si. It just say 3 minutes later than the last time you asked Pancho.
I do not blame you for wanting to look at that new watch. It's a very fine watch.
Oh, the railroad give you one just like it, Cisco.
Si, sure they did, Chico.
Oh, they say it was little enough for getting mules back in time to finish a grading job and putting the bandidos in a prison.
The one called Tiny talked his head off. Si. He confessed everything from stealing those iron mallets to the murder of that guard.
Oh, you right about him, Cisco. He the bad one. But the railroad is a good one. Give us a big, big banquet, too.
With speeches and everything, Pancho.
Oh, si. Pancho not could make the speech. Pancho too full of foods.
I notice you still manage to keep your eye on little Isabel, the waitress.
Oh, si. Isabel very pretty. She says she like Pancho, too.
Well, how did she happen to say that, amigo?
Pancho call her over and say, "You like Pancho, Isabel?"
Si.
And she look at Pancho and she say, "Oh, in a way."
She said she liked you in a way?
Si, and then Pancho say, "In what kind of a way?"
And what did little Isabel say to that?
She say, "I like you far away."
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's
Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say,
"Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread."
Say, "Good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor." Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.